Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Toward the end of the first century, the last New Testament book as we know it today was written by the Apostle John as he was living in exile on the island of Patmos. But that didn't mean that the 27 books of the New Testament were ready to go to the printer. Not exactly. First, there was no printer at that time. And secondly, it took another 200 years for the New Testament church to decide what was the New Testament. You think it's tough for folks to agree today on things? It was even worse then. An interesting fact is that no church council ever met and rendered an authoritative decree saying, these books are in and those are not. Universal acceptance of these 27 books was a gradual thing as the Holy Spirit began to bear witness in the lives of godly men and women, mostly men, however, because the women weren't invited to church councils, that certain books bore biblical authority. But the Council of Nicaea, however, in the year 325 AD, the issue was settled. By the end of the 5th century, the New Testament was widely read and distributed throughout the Middle East and Europe, something that caused Jewish rabbis to have growing consternation. With the growing popularity of the New Testament, they feared that the scriptures known as the Law, the Prophets and the Writing, we call those books Old Testament, were going to fall by the wayside and be replaced with this new collection of writings that Christians revered. We have to do something, they agreed. And I hasten to say that the agreement among the ancient rabbis was about as unusual as agreement among Christians today. What they did, however, fearing that the Old Testament scriptures could disappear in time, was to establish two schools, one in Tiberias on beautiful Galilee, and the other in Babylon, both of which were dedicated to preserving the Old Testament text. Little did Christians realize what a great contribution these Jewish schools were about to make to the church, which was born in the framework of Old Testament doctrine and teaching. Remember, if you would, that what you probably call the Old Testament was the Bible, the Word of God to Jesus. It was from the prophets that he read when he went into the synagogue at Nazareth. Friend, the next time you pick up your Bible and read from the book of Psalms, or marvel at how God raised up Moses and used him to deliver God's people from Egypt, or read about Elijah or the prophets, thank these men we call Masoretes, for they were the ones whose dedicated effort preserved the Old Testament scripture. Just who they were and what did they do? Obviously, they were rabbis who began to collect the Old Testament texts and classify and codify them. They standardized the spelling of words, eventually adding vowels. So concerned were they that the manuscripts be copied accurately, they counted the words in the various Old Testament books and the exact number of letters in each word. This information was recorded in the margins of their manuscripts, and the work was done with dedication and intensity. Simply put, they standardized the Old Testament, giving us one that for more than 1,000 years has been the basis of study for both Jews and Christians. They would hardly endorse what Isaiah the prophet wrote. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. And be sure, forever is a long, long time.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.